Our idea is social pedagogy and recapturing the joy of what we do. The basic idea is about changing attitudes and creating a positive social influence. One of our kind of slogans for it was to unwrap the cotton wool wrapped young people. What's different about it is holistic approach, experiential learning, which is really about learning with the head, heart and hands. It's risk awareness instead of risk averse. Training for staff and the users as well. It focuses on relationships and sees a way of preserving childhood as something to be preserved and given importance. What it really looks at is interactions and relationships between staff and young people or service users can be used up until 5 years old to 100. That's the way it goes. Where did we think it would benefit? We felt it would benefit workers with greater motivation, sense of purpose and job satisfaction. Service users with positive, meaningful relationships, empowerment and ownership. We also felt that it would affect society with responsibility and self-awareness.
That's it.
Who's next?
Me.
That's
awesome. Maybe
we'll get the timer.
Can it? You're timing in? Wait, we'll just start now.
Okay, this is we're all going to be singing from the same song sheet. The idea is we're going to be training as one united group with sort of in-service style training. It's going to be new because it's going to be sharing valuable training. We're going to use online platforms. There'll be a shared focus, an opportunity to share unique presentations and training. And it's a low-cost option because we'll be utilising existing training budgets in a more creative and innovative way. Who are we going to link in with? Hopefully the SSSC will back this and let us launch it on their website. Who's going to benefit? Really everybody involved, staff, team, management, service users, and we're hoping that leadership will go bottom-up. As a platform, we'd be looking for an organisation willing to take this forward. Flounder in here, help me out. Funding. Thank you. Funding, maybe some grants, but the idea would be existing training budgets done in a kind of different way.
Did you do chat or Mark? And I think we maybe
our idea is the industry charter mark. Why is it different? We would have a symbol to recognise that they're a trained and trusted workforce. Scotland-wide registration for all social and service workers to raise profile, to develop the brand, making people proud to be part of it, a charter mark to say we've done it. It would be a pilot starting off through early years via registration. We could also create a badge of quality for SSSC, improving the quality of certificates, adding the symbol that we would create for the charter mark into the certificates. Getting the certificates put up in the wall when people receive their registration certificate, encouraging them to put it up in the wall in the office, let the service users see it and other people that they're working with. Who will benefit? The public will gain more confidence and morale in the system. Okay, is that me? Time up.
Who's
next?
And nobody's done it catching me. That's it now.
I'd like to introduce you to the idea of on the road to somewhere. We're all talking a lot about outcomes, but how tangible is that when we're talking with service users? What this is about how to make create a language that support workers across social services can use with them, service users. There's a lot of tools out there, so we want to have a look at all those tools, help organisations work out what suits them, their service users, build on that, and promote this whole way of working. So thinking about the SSC and registration requirements, making sure that the whole language of outcomes is part of the training and the requirement, and all these tools are here available and we want to make them accessible to everybody.
That's how you do it in a minute.
Right. Yeah. Is that all of them?
That's more.
Really?
That's four.